Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, the 3rd of December, 2019. On the podcast today, John Quinlan, Chief Executive Officer of Iconic Labs. Icon is ticker there, and John discusses their current operational progress and suggests news flow is about to increase. Also on the podcast, I have Andrew Lawley, chairman of Two Shields Investments, TSI ticker there, and Andrew introduces Yoav Keren, chief executive officer of Brand Shield Limited, which is one of their investee companies. And as always, I have two lists for you after the interviews. They are the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs. And by all means, if you have the app, if you haven't got the app, then download the app. It's free download from your app store. And if you receive an RNS and you like the content of that RNS, then hit that thumbs up icon in that RNS, and you could get more publicity for that RNS. If it gets a lot of likes, then it'll be featured on the top 10 here on the front page of voxmarkets.co.uk. And of course, I'll cover it in this podcast.
Tired of using different sites to research companies? Vox Markets aggregates key financial details, pricing data, and company news into one place. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Quinlan, Chief Executive Officer of Iconic Labs. I-C-O-N is the ticker there. It's Icon. John, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Justin.
There's a lot of interest around your stock, and people always ask me, can you get John back on the podcast? So we do approach, he's busy as well, he's got other things to do, but we approach you all the time. So John, just before we get into some detail of how operations are, can you explain for people not quite familiar maybe what Iconic Labs is about, please?
Sure. So Iconic Labs is a media and technology company. We focus on advertising for our clients, content, and we're sort of specialists in social media.
Yeah, well, it's worth probably saying for people, like I say, not familiar with you, your background, where you've come from. Could you just explain a bit about that?
Yeah, so myself and the team, we were sort of the founders of a business called Unilad, which was a long time ago now. Seems like a long time ago now. Started in sort of a bedroom type scenario, and we grew it to a couple of hundred people, 10 million a year in revenue. And then it eventually got sold for 17 million, would have been last year. So we've been, then we sort of thought, well, look, let's see if we can not do it all again, but do it all again, take some bits, add some new bits, add the joys of the London capital markets to it, and see if we can do something even better.
Yeah, so basically, expand on the experiences you've had there, to throw away the bits that didn't work for you, maybe, and just and double down on the bits that did work for you, and hopefully get this thing up and running, is it? And so it's a repeat success kind of thing, yeah?
That's the plan, yeah, yeah. I think we didn't quite 100% realise the extent of the problems when we took over the old Wide Cells business in the business. Iconic Labs used to be a business called Wide Cells, basically, mm-hmm. that used to do stem cells. Yeah. And we came in to sort of, help change direction, as it were. But there's been significant stuff that we've had to deal with, but gladly now that's, fortunately that's behind us now.
So when you say legacy issues, you mean what? There was debt there, wasn't it? And you're paying that off, or have you paid that off? How far are you?
No, so it's all, first of all, it's been managed. You know, we've been in control of it for a long time.
Yeah.
Technically, we are still paying it off because, frankly, we managed to term some of it out, mm-hmm. You know, to HMRC and stuff. Because, you know, if you get the chance to, don't pay it off all at once, because it was, you know, the HMRC bill was like 300K or something like that. So we have termed it out. There's not that much left to run on that. But, you know, regardless, we're in control of that. And we've been in control of that for months. But it's just a reminder when it leaves your bank account at the end of every month that you're still paying it off.
Yeah. Okay. And let's go into operations then. You've got a new website. What's all that about? Take us through that if you could.
Yeah, no. So we've been, I think one of the things that we've been slow on is actually getting that website up and running, and you know there are reasons for that, but as mentioned with the debts and stuff, that's taken a lot of time. But you know, we finally got it going, and I think our plan, and we do realize that people, not everyone knows exactly what we do. You know, we're a specialist in a way, so that's great, but also it means that we've got to work a little bit harder to explain what we do. So I think that we see that website as obviously a good resource for investors and clients to understand exactly what and how we do it. So it's I think the you'll see a lot of content on that website that will hopefully explain our thoughts for the future, what we're doing right now, basically make it very clear, which is what we are sort of, that is literally what we're meant to do in our business. Communicate. We are meant to make it very clear what we're doing and where we're going.
Yeah. And start of November, you sort of relaunched GayStar News, GSN. How's that going?
Yeah. So we relaunched it on Facebook and its social channels to give it a sort of test, and then we've actually gone back and actually done a whole rebrand of the whole. Of the whole brand, so we are calling it GSN rather than GayStar News. Mm-hmm. We think that's a better brand that kind of pushes it towards where we want to go with it. You know, I think the guys who had started GayStar News were very good at what they did, and they've got a very loyal audience that is still coming, you know, to the website. Even though the website's not being sort of operational, as it were. So, you know, you've still got a million people coming to the website, even though there's nothing on the website. That's how loyal they are. So, it's, you know, imagine what they're going to do when we actually put something on there. I think that the brand itself, I think we wanted to expand it. Inclusivity, very important. The logic behind the brand is very much aiming it at a younger demographic as well as its current demographic. Mm-hmm. And this sort of identity media is what we call it, identity publishers, you know, people who are, you know, just identify as LGBTI+. They are very much like a growing market that we want to tap into. And we feel that we're kind of, you know, one step ahead on people on that one, because it's, as we put out, there's some big stats here around the 18 to 24 year olds in particular, you know, and what they identify as. I think we've got a big opportunity to really make a big impact in that market.
Yeah. And so what would you say you are then, as far as if you've got a plan and, you know, you're targeting sort of the end goal there? I mean, in percentage terms, or I don't know, where are you at the moment? To compare to where you want to be?
Oh, I think we're pretty close. We're pretty close to the start of, yeah, in terms of where we are and from where we want to be. I think you can read that one of two ways, really. I think, you know, in terms of the old cleanup job we had to do on wide sales, that did take us longer than we thought, and we said that before. But there are practical considerations around that. You know, when money's going out the door for one thing, it can't be used on another thing. As simple as that. So that's held us back. But then on the flip side of that is that, look, we have a situation where we are used and frankly expect to run a big company here one day. So our ambition is pretty clear. And, you know, you've got a situation where we didn't come into this to do a small company. So it's going to take some time, and that's fine in my view. But the ambition is certainly to go and make something bigger and better, as I said at the start. So, yeah, I think purely for that reason, we're quite far away from where we want to be, simply because where we want to be is, you know, is going to take a bit of time to build.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, revenue at the moment, are you generating revenue or what's the case there?
Yes, we're generating revenue. Yeah, I think we've been quite, you know, we've been quite, I'd say, quiet in announcing everything we're doing, and we're just working in the background on things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are generating revenue. For example, like every article that goes on the GSN website, every article that goes on the GSN Facebook page, that generates revenue in a sort of, you know, not automatic, but we call it a programmatic way. So we're not going out and selling the advertising next to that. Mm-hmm. That's done by the Googles of this world through a programmatic exchange. So, yeah. But it's nice to have revenue coming in every day in that respect.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, pitching to clients, are you doing that, and are you getting a good response? If you are,
yeah, I think we're doing a lot of it. This is one of those things that I think people need to understand. And we need to do a better job of explaining about the processes and the time frames on how we work and how our industry works, not just us. But you've got a situation where if you pitch for something, you may end up seeing the signed contract in a couple of months, and you may not see the money for a little bit longer than that. So it does take a bit of time, particularly if you're going into a market where, yes, it's absolutely proven there's absolutely loads of money here, but there's also loads of other people as well. And, you know, we've come in, we've got our contacts, we've got our sort of CVs. Now we've built or bought our platforms like GSN, but it does take a little bit of time to get a breakthrough. Now, the good news is that we've done this before. And also, in terms of where we are right now, we think that we're in a great position because we are pitching to people. We're pitching to people in a number of different ways, different products that we've got. That can be simple as, like, you know, let's go and do a, you know, put an advert on our site. That can be let's take over the whole strategy of your whole digital advertising budget. So that's a big difference between those two, and obviously that's a big range of things that take different times and different revenues involved in all of those things. But yeah, we're in a good position. I think we're very, very busy. Let's put it that way. We're very busy.
Yeah. And I suppose your last bit of news was a directorate change. Is this, and have you got all the team in place you want now?
I think what we're looking for. So look, Richard and Will have been helping a lot in terms of getting us up off the ground, but I think that at the same time, we want to take control of this now a bit more and go and really, have a look at where we stand with our directors and build it in slightly different way going forward. I think that's absolutely fine. Very good friends with both of them still. So, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to working with them again, but just not as directors of the company. And we're looking for some NEDs at the moment, so I think there'll be some news on that in the coming months.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, looking forward, what's the next sort of big milestone, next big targets, or next bit of news? You're quite excited. Obviously, you can't give too much detail, but what are you hoping to get out there next few months, or what are you hoping to achieve next few months?
I think, actually, to be honest with you, in the next few months, I think it's probably this goes against probably most of the things I usually say, but I think quantity. I think you're going to see a lot of news flow, simply because we've taken it on board a few things, a few bits of feedback people have told us. you know, in terms of explaining the business model, explaining what each business does and how each industry works. So we're going to be doing a lot of that. And obviously, I think we're probably going to be announcing a few things, I would hope, mm-hmm. On the revenue side. But, you know, until something's confirmed, you can't do it. So, yeah, absolutely. I think there's going to be a busy, it's going to be busy for mm-hmm. busy for me, but hopefully it's probably speak to you a bit more as well. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, I'm sure shareholders will like that. But in the meantime, for people who are not following the story then, John, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please.
Yes. So I think the first thing is, look, I think going back to what we talked about at the start, we've got genuinely got the best team in the business and a very ambitious plan. I think secondary, you know, we've already showed with the purchase of GSN that in terms of executing on that plan, we can do it, and we can actually do it for very cheap. We bought GSN for $33,000. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I guess, is in terms of where we stand right now, what I've just said, I think we're going to get busier and busier. And that's what I'm seeing on the ground. And we'll be announcing some of that as soon as we can.
Marvellous stuff. Good to chat to you, John. And like you say, hopefully lots of news coming out. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Perfect. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Lawley, chairman of Two Shields Investments. TSI is ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me again.
Hello, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and as always, what I do like to do, Andrew, is before we get into the nitty-gritty of the interview and what's happening today, for people not quite familiar with Two Shields, just remind us again what you're all about, please.
Yes, of course. Yeah, as a reminder to all of your listeners, TSI is a specialist investor that really focuses on giving shareholders access to high-growth, tech-enabled businesses with true global potential. There are two parts of the business. There's a residual mining and exploration portfolio where we see real value that will be exited over time. And then we have two key assets that then sit in the tech-enabled portfolio. One, WeShop, an innovative new online shopping model using a very well-invested and sophisticated social commerce platform. And two, a business called BrandShield, which is a digitally delivered cybersecurity product offering end-to-end services to its customers through brand protection and security, anti-phishing services, and so on. So in both of these businesses, we've continued to work with the management teams and support growth with a series of follow-on investments. I think importantly, both of these businesses enjoy a number of key features that we look for in our portfolio investments. I mean, one, they're operating in very benign markets with, on one hand, increasing global interest in social commerce and peer-recommended shopping platforms, as well as the very clear growing scale and importance of cyber threats to core corporate assets of branding and customer protection. So very benign marketplaces globally. Secondly, both businesses deliver best-in-class performance, either through product efficacy, the service to customers, or the user experience that you'd expect from using these businesses. I think thirdly, both businesses are delivering their products through very well-invested proprietary digital platforms that can scale globally, which is very important. And fourthly, led by very innovative and dynamic management teams, more of which you'll hear about next. I think finally, both businesses are moving with real pace, real dynamism in the businesses, with a very clear path, I think, in both businesses to a future liquidity event, which again is clearly very important for our own shareholders. Now, Justin, when we last spoke, I promised to set up some podcasts with the leaders of these businesses to give your listeners a better feel for each of the key assets. And we had James Sabby talking last week about WeShop and giving a very clear view about the exciting progress that business is going through. And then today I'm very pleased to be able to hand over to Yav Keren, the CEO of BrandShield, who we'd be delighted to tell you more about his business.
Yav, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, give us a brief summary as to what, we'll dig in a bit later in more detail, but a brief summary, BrandShield, what's it about?
BrandShield provides a solution from online brand protection to threat hunting. We basically detect online fraud, phishing, counterfeit activities, detect them and analyze them and take them down for our customers.
Excellent stuff. Now, this is a very hot area. You know, everyone's lives are moving online, so it needs protection. Everyone's brands are moving online. So, of course, huge potential in this market. But I assume there's a lot of competition too. So what, you know, makes Brand Shield different or unique to these companies or brands who employ your services?
Well, first of all, I would say the center of it is our technology. We've been working on technology for several years and have got to the places where it is very strong, very accurate. We are ahead of the bad guys. We are able to detect them, find their networks. But I think it's not only that, it's the whole concept of the online threat hunting, which is finalizing the process by taking them down in a very efficient way. A lot of automation into that. That is also accompanied by full transparency to the customers, so they can see everything that we do on our systems, and that gives them a lot of comfort. So yeah, I think that these are the major changes or differences between us and the others.
Okay, and so what you actively go out there? Do you looking for threats as well, rather than just protecting?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's looking for threats. So basically, the system crawls the internet. We'll detect websites or social media pages or posts or users or marketplaces listings like on Alibaba or Amazon or eBay or any other marketplace that you know out there that are performing fraud, phishing, selling counterfeits of products, any kind of those bad activities. We detect them. We basically detect everything around a certain brand when we search for it. The system automatically analyzes the data, uses a lot of different web metrics and natural language processing and content analysis and a lot of different technologies in order to understand how problematic is the certain web page, whether it's a website or a post or whatever it is. And based on that, it scores the threat level, and we will then take actions accordingly.
Yeah. And I imagine there's no end of these, sources that are creating these, threats around. I mean, is it growing? Is it getting a bigger problem?
Oh, I think it's actually it's getting much bigger than what we've seen a few years ago. In some sense. We've envisioned the change that is coming to the market a few years ago, and we're right in the spot with our technology and ready to fight these cyber wars. It became a huge problem. When you go back a few years, these were things that were affecting really the biggest companies in the world, the biggest banks, the biggest I would say retailers or fashion. It is now something that we see for almost every size of company. It can be small, medium-sized company that have some online presence, or not even necessarily that. Everything today is to do with online. Fraud comes from different perspectives. We see activities of phishing sites, of phishing activities, where even for a company that is a business-to-business. That someone impersonates them and sends false, fake invoices to their customers with different bank accounts and just steal the money.
And as far as your clients are concerned, are they small? Are they big? Are they a mixture of both? Are there any brands we'd have heard of?
So, of course, you've heard about some of our clients, probably many of them. We have large corporates as our clients, such as Microsoft and Visa and Levi's and New Balance and Abbott. But it's not only them. It's a mixture. We have small and medium-sized enterprises as our customers. It's really also across the board in terms of industries. So it's software and fashion and financials and online companies, travel, sports. It's really different industries, because this is a problem that it really hits everyone.
Yeah. And as far as your performance is going as a business, what are the metrics like there? Are you growing?
Oh, so the past couple of years were really exciting. We've doubled since 17. We've doubled every year, or close to doubled, and it's going very well. It's going in the right direction. We expect the growth to continue also next year. So it's been good.
Yeah. And one final thing, then, Yoav, from your perspective, if someone likes the sound of what you're doing, the progress you're making, but are not yet following Two Shields investments, from your perspective, give us three reasons why someone should add Two Shields to their watch list, please.
Well, when you look at Brangelo as one of the portfolio companies of Two Shields, naturally, so what we have is we are in an industry where there's a growing problem, as we've just discussed. It's a big issue. It's touching everyone. So therefore, there's a big market potential. We have a proven technology. We've been around for 6 years. The technology is there. It's working. It's being used by significant customers. And we have a growing customer base. We're growing our revenues. We're getting more and more success across the board. So these are definitely, the three main reasons for that.
Excellent stuff, Yoav. Good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Oracle Power, ORCP, down 7.45% to 0.435. At four, Longboat Energy, 98.5 pence, non-mover. At three, Mobile Streams, Moz, ticker there, up 12.9% to 0.175 pence. I've stuck there because I'm literally enumerate there. I couldn't figure out what number that was. It was a one. Quite confusing. At two, Alpha Growth, down 1.92% at 2.55 pence. And number one most followed company is G3B Exploration, up 59% to 10.5 pence. I've got to say, I've never heard of GE3 Exploration. I don't know what they do. They did a corporate update. Oh, they had a trading halt recently. But they're back here at 18 million market cap. Don't know if that's true. But G3 Exploration is the most followed. Okay, top five most liked RSs are as follows. At five, it is ImmuPharma, TR1 notification of major holdings. At four, revised agreement with Botswana Diamonds PLC, announced on the 28th November 2019, clarification. At three, Volga Gas production report for November. At two, ImmuPharma, to present at Biotech Showcase Set 2020. And number one, most liked RNS, came from ARC Minerals, acquisition of further interest in Zacco. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.